Walk with time. Walk with time, and time walks with you. Time most often passes those who don't know how to pass time in positive and youthful ways. If you choose to have a fight and quarrel against time, you have already chosen to lose and lose badly. Failing to plan is in fact planning to fail. Haven't you heard this in an ad on the TV? You choose to kill time, time is quicker to kill you first. Everyone says time is all powerful, yet most of us take on time to fight against as if to win. Those who realize time is all powerful choose to walk with time. It is always advantageous to walk with power. Nowadays, students are taking examinations, no wonder. Most of them are burning the midnight oil. They are turning their nights into days. They don't know, and God forbid, time can change their days into night, as time did in the case of Milton. Time can be mercilessly cruel and revengeful. 24 hours in a cycle are more than enough. It's better to strike a balance between work and rest. Balanced people sleep and rest for 8 hours so that they can work for 8 hours with freshness and intensity. They still have 8 hours. They call these 8 hours their private and personal time and use it for maintenance and enhancement. They need to wash and take bath before they eat and drink. They need to go to the club and recreate themselves. And they do keep in their schedule enough time for prayers and spiritual practices to energize themselves. They watch telly and gossip too. Balanced and wise people do have a fitness program. They have time for everything and do everything in time. Thus, the healthy slots for sleep and rest and for personal time bring them fully charged for work, and an ideal cycle goes round and round, and they go a long way in the marathon of life. Disciplined people keep an honest account of time as they do of money. They know that money goes and comes back, but time goes and doesn't ever come back. Life has no second innings. It sounds simple, but most people find it very difficult. We take a late and lazy start on Sunday. Hi, hello goes on till late in the night, and soon it is the proverbial Monday morning. Nature is regular and periodic. We are irregular and aperiodic. That starts the trouble. Jo saath na de waqt ka, wo band ghadi hai, said an Urdu poet. Our watches have either stopped or run shamelessly late, particularly when we have to give. The chief guests and the borrowers come late to give a lecture of money. We go late to give our duties but arrive early to take salaries. Most students are neither takers nor givers. They blindly follow the fashion of the day in getting late. At least here they follow their elders. The trains are late, the flights are delayed, even cancelled. The passengers for a change are at the receiver's end. Most clerks, officers and teachers are either most often late or shirk work. The academic sessions are late. The examinations are late, the results are late, the wedding parties are late, the mail posts are late, even speed posts are late. It seems you've lost the very sense of time and value. Animals are far better, they follow nature's cycle naturally. For many